Welcome or welcome back to Turner Syndrome Talking Tea with your host, Emily Seymour. What I hope for this podcast is, I hope it makes people affected by Turner Syndrome feel less alone. And I hope it spreads awareness on Turner Syndrome because it really needs it. I have a lot of different perspectives on Turner Syndrome in this podcast, from ladies themselves with Turner Syndrome, to mums, to dads, to doctors, a lot of different experiences with Turner Syndrome. So there's something here for everyone. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hi everyone, so we have Luciana with us. Hi Luciana.
Hi, how are you doing, Emily? Thank you for having me.
I'm so good, thank you. And thank you for wanting to be on my podcast. Where are we chatting to you from?
So first of all, thank you for having me, inviting me. I'm very excited. I am chatting with you from Montreal, Canada.
Nice. So I want to ask you a few things about Turner's, if that's okay.
That is correct. Okay, that's good.
What is your relationship with Turner's?
So I myself was born with Turner syndrome. I think within the years, my relationship with my own syndrome has been a love and hate situation. That's basically my relationship with Turner. Sometimes I like having Turner syndrome because it helps me have a clear direction in what to do in terms of profession. I know I want to include other people with disabilities. I want to work with people with disabilities. I want to study about people with disabilities, not only my disability, but other disabilities. But at the same time, the hate situation with my syndrome, with Turner syndrome, comes with having slow thyroid, the hair falling out that much, and so on and so forth. So That's basically the summary of my relationship with my syndrome.
Okay. What's your most challenging aspect, would you say? I know you said a few things there, but I don't know if that's your most challenging.
I think that is the most challenging thing with Turner syndrome, because Turner syndrome is such a broad syndrome. That's why it's called syndrome. You don't know where it comes from, right? So you have to maintain your health at bay. And that sometimes is very hard, because you have to take care of lots of things in regards to your health. And the fluctuation of hormones and all that is hard to maintain a good status on that, especially at my age. I'm 40. I turned 40 last year. So the metabolism, the endocrine system has a tendency to slow down with an age as well. So as I said, I have been experiencing a couple of side effects of Turner syndrome, like for instance, the thyroid. My thyroid is low, and due to that, it comes with hair loss and whatnot. So the heart, I have high blood pressure. I have to maintain that also at a good optimal numbers. So I think the most challenging thing is finding a balance between taking care of yourself, of your health, but at the same time, understanding that you're a human being and you are allowed to have fun. Right, on the weekends, you're allowed to have meat, you're allowed to have a glass of wine with your friends or whatnot. So I think that is the most challenging thing for me.
Okay, interesting. What's your most positive thing of tennis?
Most definitely what I said before, Turner syndrome has helped me guide my professional life. So I'm 100% sure that I want to work with for people with disabilities. My studies go towards that direction as well. I'm currently finishing a doctorate here in Montreal at the University of McGill. My thesis is on the inclusion of women with disabilities in the workforce. So that was for me a no-brainer. I knew always that I wanted to do that, right? So yeah, I think Turner syndrome gives me a north in my professional life.
Yeah, that's a really nice perspective because a lot of times people have said about their career path on this podcast and it being a caring profession. So that just up. Yeah, I really like that perspective. It gives you a purpose, doesn't it?
It most definitely does. It gives you a life purpose and a professional purpose as well. I can understand people saying that it can hinder a bit your professional life. But I think most often than not, it doesn't. It actually guides you towards a goal, towards the north. In my case, is including people with disability as most that I can into the labor market, right? So that we can contribute to the employment status or stats
Yeah.
of people with disability, right? So,
Yeah.
because that is very important.
Yeah, it is. It is. So we were chatting a bit. So my first question is going to be, do they have a society, a Turner Syndrome Support Society in Canada?
We do have a Turner Syndrome Society here in Canada. My involvement with this society was that I volunteered once, like the first year that I came to, because I'm not can, well, I am Canadian because I have double citizenship, but my nationality where I was born was in Brazil, more specifically in Rio de Janeiro. So when I left Brazil and came to Canada, the first year that I came here, they were doing a national, it wasn't a conference per se, but it was a meeting, a gathering throughout the weekend. As I didn't have time to like actually register for this event or whatnot, I asked if I could at least volunteer. So I did, and it was actually very nice. They let me help them babysitting the little girls with Turner syndrome.
Okay.
So yeah, we like saw movies together, we played, we painted our faces, we did this and that. It was so much fun. It
Yeah.
was so much fun.
So you said just before we started recording that you don't have that much involvement apart from what you just said. So we'll turn around the question to what's your involvement in the community? In the Turner's community, that can be Facebook groups or anything.
I met a couple of fellow Turners back in 2016 in the last international conference that we had, which was in Cancun. And we seemed to have bond very well. and they have an active involvement with the societies that they have in their own countries. So they constantly ask me to volunteer and help them in certain activities, like giving workshops on self-image and whatnot. So that is how I try to contribute to Turner Syndrome Society and to Turners, therefore. That's my involvement.
Okay. Well, how have they helped you, the community or the society?
They have helped me because as I don't have in my daily life much contact with other Turner syndromes. So these type of activities ground me to who I am and help me never forget who I am. And I like that sensation. I like the feeling of always being reminded that I am a Turner, that I have a disability, even though in my daily life I can forget that easily because I don't, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So I think that is how they have helped me. Getting in contact with other people with Turner syndrome is just very nice because we have so many things in common and we can chat things that happen in our lives that probably other people won't understand. So so I think that's what they give to me.
Yeah, there's a nice level of understanding there already, isn't there? Even if you've not met someone before within the tennis community.
Most definitely, for sure. There's lots of WhatsApp groups as well. The Brazilian Society has a WhatsApp group. I am active there. I communicate with them, and it's just very nice.
Yeah. What's your most important message on Turners, would you say?
My most important message for Turners is most definitely don't compare yourself to other people. I think we have a tendency to do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfair to us because the playing field is not leveled, right? So I think that's the first thing. And also be reminded that having a disability or not, being it Turner syndrome or being in another disability, other people have hinders in their life as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the hinders that you encounter in your life, not necessarily has to be due to your disability. So I think that is another thing that people with Turner syndrome need to be reminded of, that other people also encounter hinders in their life as well. And they don't like their image as well. So that's why there's Instagram. That's why we struggle a lot with our self-image, us Turner syndromes, right? And that is not something that is specially reserved for us. I think everybody has problems with their image, and I think that's something that we need to be reminded of as well.
Yeah, like you said, it's hard to differentiate between what's genes and what's Turner syndrome, because anyone can have any of the characteristics that are listed with Turner syndrome.
Yes. Yes, most definitely. Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to your episode before we finish?
No, I don't think so. I just want to thank your work. I want to encourage you to continue on with your podcast because I think it's awesome. And I encourage other teenagers, women with Turner syndrome to participate and disseminate our voice and therefore our thoughts.
Yeah, well, thank you for your kind words. And thank you for being a guest. I enjoyed meeting you today. So, everyone listening, there we go. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I'll see you next week. I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you want to know more about tennis, go to www.tss.org.uk. And that is the website for the official Turner Syndrome Support Society UK charity. Or you can go back to my first ever episode on this podcast where I explain what Turner's is and how it's affected me. So I hope you have a really great week, and I will see you in the next episode.